coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report. You know, this kind of is a bookend to just one heck of a week and really a lot of news. But I want people to really consider a couple of things. What haven't we really heard about recently? And this seems like so long ago. What's going on? What's happening in East Palestine, Ohio? You remember that? What about the fires in Maui? Even before all of that, the shooting, you know, at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. What about that odd bombing in Nashville? You know, with Petula Clark in the background singing Downtown, right? What about, well, you can continue on with, I'll continue just briefly. What about the spy balloons? The fires, did I mention the fires in Maui? If I didn't, what about those? Have we got any information about that? Has everyone forgotten about that? So there's so much background that people have glossed over, forgotten about, saying, you know, whatever. And we can go right back to, really, we can go back to the last quarter century. And, start with 9/11 and go forward. And the template of erasure is the same. I got a great episode lined up for you. I'm telling you, yesterday with Steve, and fantastic information. Of course, the day before with Jim Ferguson from the UK. If you didn't hear either one of those, because we did have some technical difficulties putting them up, please make sure you go to Rumble or HagmanPI.com. Click on the links, and you can listen to it or view it or both. It's really good. Before I bring Randy Taylor on, you know, I've talked about this before, and I want to stress this because we live in the most advanced era in human history. There really have never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. And I've got to say this, watching my wife recover from minor surgery this week, she's, man, you know, 30 years ago, that wouldn't have been possible. So let's take a look at what is possible. And I want to direct you to this website, the number 3harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. Why are millions of Americans right now more unhealthy and overweight than they've ever been, especially with all the medical breakthroughs? And according to U.S. Board Certified Physician and Expert Nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is really three harmful foods that are being passed off as health foods all over the country. And wait until you hear this. Because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. Remember, your skin is your biggest organ, largest organ. They are banned in other countries. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S. And it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that, while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news, not good, but great news, is it's very easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy, which comes with all of that. Now, to find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. The number 3, as in 3harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. So you have to type the number 3 in there and add 2 N's on Hagman, HAGMANN, 3harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. Or just click the link in the description box below. And after years of extensive study, Dr. Lee put together a very, very great revealing video, totally free to the public, so you never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com. Again, or click in the link in the description box below. Okay, with me is Randy Taylor, rt@agmanpi.com. Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. What a week, huh?
Oh, you know, there are so many things that we could take, I believe, we could take probably an eight, or I'll just say this, a four-hour show, if we could do that, and focus on one topic and one topic only. And it probably fill a calendar for a month, you know. Yeah. I'm just saying. But one of the things, RT, I got to get your take on this. Now, we did not talk before this show. One of the things that came out during this week is Julie Kelly. Her investigation and her findings with respect to, of course, the J6 pipe bomb fiasco.
The mystery.
Yeah. You know, yeah. So I saw this and I wanted to get your take on this. And folks, you can access the same information by going to HagmanPI.com, click on the show title page, and open up the link. And again, folks, I apologize for Tuesday and Wednesday, I think it was, where we had some issues with the technical issues. And I dare say that perhaps that wasn't our fault. I don't think it was. But anyway, so video one is an X post or a post on Twitter about the pipe bombs. And Julie Kelly, one statement is, in fact, I believe, operative for this entire episode, is there are no coincidences. So if we can pull that up, and RT, you and I can go over this, because unraveling the mystery of the pipe bomb, I believe, will expose the complicity of elements within the government, the elements complicit to take down President Trump, America First, the MAGA, if you want to call it that, conservative white Christian nationals and nationalists, distinction there, and declare war on us. But I think this whole Fed insurrection on J6 was a setup, a giant setup. Nancy Pelosi is my suspect number one. Benny Thompson is just a dupe number one. I think Christopher Wray and all the other pieces of crap that are infested, that have infested our intelligence communities, need to be taken out, investigated, and if found guilty of treason, which I believe that is one. You know what? The punishment's needed. But let's take a look at this and tell me what you think of this. And in fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. If we can bring up the Julie Kelly's post on X, this was yesterday, I believe it was. 2 days ago. This, she posted
Julie Kelly?
Yes. Okay. So if you look at this, okay. So I'll read this and then we can play the video and then your commentary full on this. Because again, this, we cannot forget this. We have people rotting in jail over this. And the people that put them there need to be spanked or something worse, okay?
At least trading places with them.
Yes, exactly. There you go. So she posted a video, but before she revealed the video, she said, I want to give some context to the new DNC pipe bomb video we just posted. Now, this is Julie Kelly talking, but I agree with her. And you got to think about where the pipe bombs were found, who found them, and what happened next. So at 12:38 on January 6th, Carlin Younger, who at the time worked for FirstNet, which is tied to law enforcement. Okay, yeah, geez, you know, it's just a friggin' coincidence, right? Found a pipe bomb in the alley near the RNC headquarters. Now, it wasn't that close to RNC, but it was close enough. Okay, yeah, in hand grenades and horseshoes. Or pipe bombs and horseshoes. So she's in this video, you're going to see, in RT, again, you can comment on this. You're going to comment on this. Now, she told the media she was doing laundry. She looked down, she saw the device. Now, we have not seen this video before. You haven't seen this video before. So, this is what happened next. And she's going to write more on this soon. And I kind of know what she's going to write, but I digress. So, here we go. Green awning, Capitol Hill Club. Watch this video. The Green Awning is the Capitol Hill Club, which is a huge hangout for congressional Republicans, rhinos, as I like to state, who among us doesn't find a pipe bomb, then run back to where it's ticking away while trying to find someone to help. Oh, let's watch this 1 minute, 40-second clip. This is video one in that post. Let's watch this one. And RT, you tell me what you think. Would you act this way? You're going to see a circle. There you go. That is Carlin Younger. And there's no sound to this. So what we see is a red circle left of your screen. The time is 12:30.
White circle. Yeah.
What did I say?
Red.
Yeah.
Okay.
Red, white. So there she is. Do-do-do-do-do. Walking, right? Now she turns. There she's walking. And she turns. And she walks past the green awning there. She's walking down the street. Remember that green awning and that building right there is the RNC place. Capitol Hill Club. Okay, she goes down the alley. Now, at 12:38, woo, here she comes.
She's huffing it.
Yeah, she's huffing it. She's running. And it's a split screen. And she decides, okay, well, let's go into the Capitol Hill Club. And maybe we should summon some help there. 12:38:50, she decides, maybe not. Comes kind of walking briskly back. And she turns down the alley, or turns down the street, turns around, turns back, and right screen, you can see her. Mm-hmm. Where does she go? Where does she go? RT, I ask you, where did she just go?
Right down the alley.
Where the pipe bomb was.
Yeah. Do we know who this person is?
Oh, yes, we do. And this is public record. And she's not a public person. This is public record. Her name is Carlin Younger. And as I said at the time, she
was. Is that Carlin? Carlin?
I'm going to spell it for you. It's K-A-R-L-I-N. Carlin Younger, who at that time worked for FirstNet, which was tied to law enforcement. So she's the one, you just saw it, she's the one that found the pipe bomb. All right. Eric the Tech, I don't know if this is cool or not. But
and that's Unger, U-N-G-E-R.
No, it's Younger. Y.
Oh, Younger. Like, sorry,
Young. Misunderstood. Right.
Misunderstood you, buddy.
No, hey man, I can't. I got Biden mouth or Pelosi mouth or whatever.
Oh, I'm even worse. Oh my lord, I love the audience. At least they stick with us when I'm on here because my voice is just sometimes it's horrible. I apologize for that. Sounds better on the radio.
Your voice, man. All right. So now, if I don't know if we're allowed to do this or if Eric the Tech,
then let's do it.
If you're going to shoot me, I don't want to hack off Eric the Tech. So Julie Kelly's next post in that thread, less than 10 minutes later, just as Congress is preparing to convene, she writes, an individual apparently assigned to Kamala Harris. Now, we move from the RNC area to the DNC. Okay. Now, this I didn't see before. All right. This, you got to watch this. This is a visual. If you're listening to this, you've got to watch this. And why spend so much time on this is because this could unravel and expose the treachery of the FBI, the Pelosi faction of the government, so on. Okay, so go ahead and put that second post up. As Congress is preparing to convene, an individual apparently assigned to Harris's protective detail, and I add What the hell was she doing to the DNC when she should have been in the Capitol? But anyway, carries a bag to an area where the DNC bomb is found 15 minutes later. Very strange. I never saw this before. So you see somebody carrying a bag. This is the location where the bomb was found. Go ahead and this is a minute 31. Watch this. Now, again, there should be a circle of the person of interest. And RT, tell me what you think of this. And the people listening, okay. So where'd that person come from?
Wow. They got dropped off by the police.
Yeah.
I think the guy got out of the passenger side.
Yeah.
They didn't get out of either one of the two existing vehicles there.
No. So a Capitol Police pulls up. This guy with a bag gets out. Obviously, could be a police officer, could be an accomplice. And with a bag. Now, hang on a second. On the right of the screen is a still image of the area of the pipe bomb. Now, this flips to 12:53. Out comes this man.
Elon Musk is slated to interview Donald Trump.
There you go. And walks over to yet another Capitol Police vehicle.
I think it's the same Capitol Police vehicle because it backed in.
Okay.
It pulled forward and backed in, but that's the vehicle he got out of.
Okay. All right. So, now, as if that's not bad. Well, let's see here. All right. If we can go to, okay, so. How about this? That alone, what do you think of those two videos? One at the RNC, the pipe bomb, one at the DNC. What do you think?
Suspicious behavior. I'll say that. I mean, we didn't see him wave the pipe bomb in the air or anything, but that's very suspicious behavior. Neither one of them were acting normal.
No.
Since you have an incident at each entrance, at each building, that's good.
Well, okay, so if we can go...
Do we know who that person is?
No. No, we don't. Do you?
Does anybody in our audience know?
Anyone in the audience know? I don't know. But, so we have some more videos, and we'll put this on screen. This is Declassified with Julie Kelly, her Substack. Another suspicious moment in the DNC pipe bomb mystery. And again, why drill down on this?
Well, the one you just showed, they pull up, the guy gets out, right? And then he turns around. The car pulls forward, backs in. The other cop leaves. This one pulls forward, backs in. Then this guy comes back and gets in the car. No typical person would just basically wait till the car was parked and get out. Myself.
Yeah.
I would have to be pretty damn late for something. Well, like if the timer on my bomb was going to go off or something.
Well, one of the things, and you can keep that up there, Eric, today, one of the things that bothers me is the fact that, these devices resemble the training devices used by the FBI.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you know?
Sure. That? Surely you jest.
I don't jest.
Oh, man. And
Eric the Tech jests. He's the studio jester, but not me. Now Eric says, that's it, I'm leaving. Okay. All right. So, but one of the reasons, right, Julie Kelly, one of the reasons the public should remain highly suspicious about the circumstances of the so-called pipe bombs discovered is the national media's collective disinterest in the matter. Now, major news outlets, they've completely ignored the shocking findings. And I should add that Benny Thompson said, we didn't look at any of that because we weren't interested in that. Why not? So if you want to scroll down one more time or a little bit more to the first video, we'll take a look at that. I think, again, it's It's a minute and a half long.
And probably we should come back and look at the last one again.
In the article.
After.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah. So this is kind of the replay. There's a cop car pulling up.
Pulls up.
Now that camera zoomed in a little bit. Okay, that's an SUV. Okay, out of the SUV pops a presumably a cop. And you were right about the vehicle. Disappears. Now he's gone for, let's see, this is 12:51.
30 seconds tops.
Okay, so he 12:52. So we're into this disappearance act with the guy for, I don't know. He's still out of the picture. And Harris is supposed to be inside. Harris is supposed to be inside that building. 12:53. Oh, here he comes. And he walks casually over to the Capitol Police vehicle. And again, walking from the area where the pipe bomb is located, which supposedly sat out in the elements for, 17 hours, and was missed by the dogs. Of course, it wasn't. Okay. Now, if you scroll down, Eric, a little bit more to the static image.
Well, missed by the dogs also would say FBI.
Of course. So, yeah, right here. Now, look, man, I'd miss that too. Because, that is well hidden. What do you think?
Well, yeah, just dropped in there. Dropped and kicked in.
Does that look like it was laying there for 17 hours? I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe I'm just, conspiracy.
No, you'd think somebody would have seen it a lot sooner. But the fact that it would be, it's a training device. That's why the dogs didn't pick up on it. And training device goes back to the FBI or ATF.
Yeah. And you and I, we know that the FBI wouldn't do that, don't we?
Oh, heavens no, sir.
Yeah.
No.
So, really, so the bottom line on this, and we can kind of dispense with this. The DNC pipe bomb threat coincided with other key events. The discovery of the RNC pipe bomb within a few minutes. Don't forget, both reportedly were out for 17 hours in areas that should have been seen. But it also coincided with the Ray Epps-led breach of the exterior barrier of the western side of the Capitol, the release of the Vice President Pence's memo rejecting the idea of denying electoral votes in contested states, just minutes before the 1 p.m. start of the joint session in Congress. It is merely impossible at this point to believe in coincidences related to J6.
No, that was a setup. Those people, and we know, we've seen the videos, our audience, most people in the audience have seen it, because most people in America have seen it, where they we sat there and watched them move barriers and invite the people in. They were walking with these people into the Capitol building. As far as I'm concerned, they were led in, they were lured in.
You know.
And Pelosi, yeah. Pelosi and that Adam Schiff, they're right in the middle of this.
And speaking,
right in the middle of it, Doug.
I
would like to catch Schiff in an elevator for just 30 seconds.
Well, that son of a bitch, and I mean that.
Schiff is
a piece of crap who is the recipient of $8 million from Lauren Merchant, who happens to be the daughter of Judge Merchant, who just the appeals court had upheld his gag order that Donald Trump. Merchant, by the way, Judge Merchant is the guy that said, "Hey, you're guilty of 34 counts of," or jury found him guilty of 34 counts of
made up charges.
Right.
Have you ever heard of somebody going to court, being dragged into court when no charges exist?
Yes,
Yes. And then we'll just make them up as we go. Doug, I've never seen it. I've never heard of it. I went back and researched that. I've never seen or heard of such a thing unless it happened in some little hillbilly town in West Virginia somewhere in the mountains. I've never heard of such a thing. And nothing against the hillbillies in the town in the mountains, but you get my point.
You know,
I can't believe it. That is one of the biggest travesties in the justice system, my friend, that I've ever witnessed. And anybody says there's not a two-tier system, I don't understand how a Democrat could sit back and be happy that, oh, Donald Trump got convicted. Oh, Donald Trump got convicted. What the hell is wrong with you? If courts could operate like that.
Not just convicted, but told to shut up. You can't defend yourself.
You cannot defend yourself. Right. And that right there goes against everything that the United States justice system is based on. Your fair day in court to face your accusers. Well, at the point, he wasn't being accused of anything. I'll tell you what, if that happened to me, the lawsuits would go till the day I died and probably beyond my death date.
Amen.
My family, I would tell them, don't you ever let up. Ever. Doug, I can't believe in the country that I defended, that I gave so much time out of my life to defend, would do something like that and would allow something like that. In fact, as patriots, shame on us.
Amen to that.
We really should have. You know what we should have done? We should have went to that courthouse and straightened this out. This is so wrong.
I think we are going to have that chance, not necessarily with that courthouse, with that judge, but I do suspect that things are going to get to the point where patriotic Americans are going to tell the left, these communist, demonic leftists, enough is enough. We're sick of your crap. We're sick of your LGBTQ, BLT stuff. We're sick of your pushing your junk in our kids' faces. We're sick of your 3, 4, 5, 6 genders. We're sick of your bullshit, and we're coming after you.
I'm getting rumblings from people that I never thought would rumble. I'm serious, Doug.
Oh, man.
We're hitting explosion point here. I'm seeing and hearing, I mean, directly hearing. People are, and it's now we're not talking about going after the left in the streets unless it's like anarchists, like, that Antifa. There's that, sure. We're talking about people that are pissed off, ready to go in there, drag people out of the, go back to January, go back to the Capitol building and do business this time. I'm like, whoa, the government, they've got to know that this is fixing to explode. I swear to God, Doug, if they catch two people cheating on election night, this country's going to blow up. I'm just telling you. This is nothing like 4 years ago.
Well,
we're way past that point.
Yeah, and I would urge people, we talk about different things here, like the escape zone, darkbags.com, the sat phones, all the preparations. And you think, shut up already. Okay,
No, man,
you better be prepared.
Yeah, you really should.
But let me tell you this, because let me bring it to you. Let me bring this to full circle to Butler, Pennsylvania. On July 13th. Now.
And tell us what you can.
I will.
What you can.
Well, okay. But
And qualify why you can't, brother.
Well, okay. So anyway, but let's bring this to Butler. In the same thread as Julie Kelly on X. So, writes Tony Saruga. Now, I was able to. During this time period, in the middle of the night, was able to verify some things. But Tony Saruga, at Tony Saruga on X, writes, the assassination attempt at the Trump rally in Butler, PA on July 13, 2024, FirstNet which, again, remember Carlin Younger, the girl that found the RNC pipe bomb and kind of went back just because, I don't know, that's what you do when you see a pipe bomb with an egg timer on it. Yeah, maybe you want to check the time. What's like, you know, that's what you do. Okay, so FirstNet was responsible for the issues with radio communications and cell service outages on that day on July 13th.
I don't.
Now, guess what? Guess who's on the board? Hey, Merrick Friggin Garland.
No.
And Q-ball communist Cuban demonic piece of crap DHS secretary who never should be, Alejandro Ali Mayorkas. Bada bing, bada bang.
I told him that Mayorkas is a dangerous man.
He's an evil SOB.
He's a planner.
So, you know, you look at this. Brother, I'm going to give this to you at this point. So just after I say this, you look at all this stuff. And you mentioned Butler. Yeah, and we had a... We meet with our supporters monthly, and the supporters know this. I'm not going to get into anything except to say we have our hands in a part of that investigation. But more importantly than that, because you don't people don't worry about what we do. But one thing that I want people to really understand, and it's a very focused, very narrow part of the investigation. It has nothing to do with the Secret Service events. Has nothing to do with the angles of the shooting, nothing like that. No, it's more of a human-based element. We have a legitimate client who people would recognize. But anyway, where's I going with that? When you've got a situation where elements within our government, they're trying to kill President Trump. And I question, too, what happened with the hydraulics on the plane to Bozeman. Regardless of whether he wins or loses on Election Day, and he better win, you'd better damn well vote, in my view. And if you don't, then I don't know what kind of moron you are, even though, yeah, I get it. It's not, you know, look.
You know, if you overwhelm them, people, they're not going to be able to cheat. You got to, you know, if... overwhelm them. Everybody show up and vote. And you know what? Nobody says you have to leave after you vote. Stay there. Make them nervous. Let them know they're being watched. Don't just vote and haul ass.
I did get my, or not yet.
That's my instructions.
I'm going to be a part of the polling process.
Doug, explain that, what you do. How that works and how people can jump in their precincts and do this.
All you have to do is contact the RNC in your area, and you say, "Look, I want to work the polls election day, not election month, but election day, and I want to be there as a watcher or as a challenger or in a counter tabulator, whatever positions they might have open." Okay.
That is God's work.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, I already made that call. I did it last time. During the primaries. I'm going to do it again. I saw comments saying, you know, well, I'm a 70-year-old woman. I'm paraphrasing, and I work the polls, and people like you, you know, make things tough on people like me. That was in response to me going in and bitching about the. Machines, tabulators, and lack of ID. And I thought, well, you know what? Then you're part of the friggin' problem. Deal with it. So anyway, but we need to do that. We need. And you know what? Battle of Athens. If this crap happens again, and I'm sure it will because nothing's changed. Battle of Athens, in my view, would possibly be appropriate. Folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about, 1946, go look it up. Yep. Athens, Tennessee.
But that's your homework. That's your homework.
Yeah. I've talked about
it. Listen, you've got to. We've got to protect this process. We've got to protect this process if we're ever going to straighten this country out. We have to make sure that Donald... See, if things are done properly, there's no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump will sweep the election. He would have swept it 4 years ago. It's just they're better at cheating than we were at catching them. Because they've been doing it for a long time. We, the Republican side, doesn't cheat like that. So we never even thought it would go that far. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen, when you they're showing right now, and I've seen this and I looked at it, I played with it, okay, where there's the presidential jet, Kamala Harris comes out the door, and they insert people into the picture. You know how you can tell? There's no reflection of the people in the fuselage of the jet or in the jet wings or on the jet motor, the engine in the wings. And that's aircraft aluminum. It's a nice silver color. The crowd isn't there. They inserted the crowd. Then there's another great one going around where... It shows the people sitting in the stands waiting on Kamala. And the guy sitting in the front row has more than two arms.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's more like an extra eye here.
Yeah. And did you see the one with the dude with the neck a foot long with his head up here?
Yeah.
Did you, ladies and gentlemen, do you remember back in the glorious the leftist COVID days when they had Joe Biden was in his basement all the time. Right? Donald Trump's out packing stadiums, packing arenas, man. Wait, you know, waiting. People are going out there 2 days ahead of time, waiting to get in. Joe Biden's in his basement. If you look out outside, they had the, remember the little spaces for so people would be 6 feet apart. They had the little circles out there at his rally. Yeah, and you're going to tell me Joe Biden won.
81 million votes, baby.
I'll go out in public, and I mean, this isn't, I don't just buy this stuff. I question this in Canada. I question this in the U.S. I ask people questions, people I don't even know. I embarrass the crap out of my daughter. Because I just walk up to somebody and go, hey, who's your vote for? I'm that kind of guy. I am.
Yeah.
Well, I don't answer the question, tell me to stick it or go, yeah, I can't stand that son of a either, you know. You'd be surprised, though, if you just talk to a stranger, how many people are on your team. And it's amazing. And then when you do that, you start adding up at the end of the week, at the end of the month, and you're like, okay, you know, 22 were like me and one wasn't. How in the hell did Biden win? How did Trudeau win? And they're both using Dominion voting machines. Somebody's going to text me and go, well, we do paper ballots in Canada. Yes, you do. But what do you think tabulates the paper ballots?
There
Dominion
you go.
Voting machines. So please don't even send me the emails. Okay. I might come to your house and poke your eyes out.
We know where you live.
We know. Yeah, we know. If not, we find out. But listen, right. We know. I know what the hell's going on. All right. And when you and I know, I don't know if they've moved their office, but 4 years ago, when Dominion was under investigation, I looked into them when I was in the Great White North. And you know what? Their office was on the same floor as the Liberal Party in Toronto.
Coincidence,
need I say more?
No.
I mean, come on, people. Now, you know that Doug and I don't make this stuff up. I don't make stuff up. I don't have to. The enemy gives me plenty of material. The enemy gives Doug plenty of material to work with. And we don't have to lie. We don't have to make it up.
Nope.
And what I told you, anytime you see a picture, I want you people to get smart. Really strong. You can send them to me with a circle on them, too. Okay, it's cool. More homework. But when you see a picture that claims it was a Kamala Harris anything, check things like the people, how many arms they have. There were a couple people in that crowd where they were sitting down, looked like their faces were melting, like they had slid, like something happened with the AI.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they look like something off of like a bar scene in Star Wars, you know?
The Epic Times characters. This week, the Epic Times, to your point, printed an article how to tell if an image is AI generated, and they listed like 8 or 9 points. I don't have the article with me now, but the AI has difficulty with especially with limbs like hands and arms and legs and such.
Just strange stuff. Watch the amount of fingers. Now, I'm not saying that God didn't give some people 6 fingers on one hand. I you know, that happens. But it shouldn't be like more than
6-fingered man.
Yeah. You know. Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, do it. Point it out. And if you're on a social platform, post it. People need to see this.
Yeah.
And, liberals believe this crap. Oh. They honestly, these Hollywood actors are giving away money. Giving away money. They might as well be giving money to one of those paper cutouts that stands in the lobby of the movie theater. You know what I mean? Kamala Harris is a joke, and it's a bad joke, a sick joke.
And Waltz is worse.
Funny.
No.
Oh, that's
so Harris is left of Lenin. Okay, and Walls is.
And you're being nice.
Exactly. Well, she's further. Walls is further left than Harris. Hey, before we get go any further, quick break here, folks. I want you to go to getallofone.com, allofthenumber1.com/Hagman, and here's why. I'm big on solutions nowadays, and we've partnered up with Gundry MD to share the information you see on your screen with you. Would you believe me if I told you real quick that inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? It's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. It's olive oil. Yeah, spoiler alert for that. Now, you've probably used it to cook with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. Now, I'm not saying take a bath in it, but hang on now. I'm channeling the inner Stephen Bannon in me. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. And according to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible. Whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind? What kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits, but if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store. And by the way, I looked at, man, oh, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind. And many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profits. But when Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. Some of the olive oils are so powerful, though, it may only take just a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that's, well, a health booster and one that ain't necessarily up to par? Well, in an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry has decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important for you to see it so you can start benefiting right now. Now, you can watch this video right now by going to getallofone.com/Hagman, or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getallofone.com/Hagman. Am I going too fast for you? No, Eric the Tech says. Or just click on the link in the description box below. You're going to thank me later. And people who have taken his advice have shared the results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules, it's helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getallofone.com/Hagman or click the link below. And again, you'll thank me later. All right. Back to RT, rt@hagmanpi.com if you want to contact him. And
I am a firm believer in olive oil. I'm a great cook.
You
they
are.
Tell me that I'm adopted, but they tell me that they believe that half of me, that half is Scottish, but they think the other half is Italian. and I'm a great, I thrive on Italian foods, but olive oil, it does so many things for your body. What Doug was just describing,
yeah.
what these people are selling is good stuff. Take it from me too. Olive oil is a winner. And for people more our age, don't run for, if you're a little not quite regular or whatever, you'd be surprised what a teaspoon of olive oil will do for you. As far as keeping things moving.
Chugging down a half a bottle will do for you.
Well, there's that too. you better buy some other things while you're at the store.
Yeah.
But listen, there's a lot of truth in this olive oil thing. I've used it all my life. I don't even own vegetable oil. It's not enough.
Oh no. Or the peanut oil, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or the nut oil. Like soy, all that crap. And by the way, you are a good cook. Randy Taylor is, believe me, he is. You know what, RT, a little bit off the. I'm gonna make a spinach bacon souffle. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good, and I'm gonna come down and help you eat it.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
We'll leave that there. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to making that, and the souffle. Which, yeah, never mind. What do you think, ladies? All right.
If you know how to cook, it wins the ladies over too. I'm serious. One of the first things you do for your new gal, make dinner for her.
There you go.
You know what? And a woman welcomes a man that can cook because they've got enough stuff to do, raising kids and doing the laundry and all the stuff we don't like to do. So jump in there and make dinner every now and then, guys. Come on.
I
do.
I have to say this. You sent me a communication at what time did you say it was?
4:30 in the morning on the button.
Okay.
Because I had had a spoonful of olive oil the evening before. I thought I'd mention that.
Oh, we knew what you were doing. But anyway, so I'm looking at it, and so I answered him, and I was doing my laundry at 4:30. I was actually doing the laundry at 4:30 in the morning.
I fired Doug a text thinking he'll see this when he gets up. In fact, the text was about Jim Ferguson.
Yes.
That we had on the show the other day. He did this awesome write-up on Twitter about the Hagman Report, the situation in England, how much he loved being here with you folks and with us. And it was just fantastic. I mean, it was, huge. And so I thought, I'll surprise Doug with that in the morning when he gets up. So 4:30, I hit send. 30 seconds later, he's like, yeah, that's awesome. Does this dude ever sleep? Doug's always been like that. He's always been like that, though. He gets the most done when the rest of the world goes to sleep.
And you had mentioned about Butler. I'll just say this.
Yeah.
A lot of people on social media pointing at different. I mean, I can guarantee you there are some absolute falsehoods out there about the assassination attempt. Okay, falsehoods. And ask me how I know. How do you know? Well,
let's start with.
No, don't even worry about it.
A lot of the diagrams weren't even accurate.
Yeah. And Eric the Tech, also part of a larger investigation as well. Look, number one, this was a kill box. But number two, do not believe half of what you, and we said this before, don't believe a lot of what you read. I believe there are plants out there, even on the right side of the political spectrum, who are propagating propaganda. But here's the other thing. Folks, don't look where everyone is looking. Look where no one is looking, because there you will find the answers. Regardless, that should be a rule, regardless of what the investigation is.
Evil always hides in the dark, folks. It doesn't hide in the light.
That's right.
look in the dark corners in the dark spaces. That's what Doug's telling him. That's exactly where you're going to find them. I said, what we're getting burned out on is, and what Doug's saying about people on the right is, everybody is acting like today's, I've got the conclusion. Oh. And then tomorrow, oh, I've got the conclusion again. Oh, come on, get your facts together, then make your presentation. But everything you notice, and you watch the front runners on this, they're out there blasting on Twitter and Facebook and all. They it changes constantly. And it's like, come on, guys, get the information together, put the story out there. It's a phenomenal conspiracy that runs so deep, you know, and quit competing with each other. Get together on it or something, you know. Yep. This is such a, you know, I always said that Mayorkas is a smart, intelligent man, and that makes him dangerous. There's some smart, intelligent people, folks, involved in this. It's dangerous. Donald Trump's not out of the woods yet. I know he's being really happy-go-lucky and all that, and I pray to God the man knows it ain't over yet.
And I'm convinced of that. Just what I've seen so far, I'm absolutely convinced that the is probably some of his most formidable enemies lie within the framework of the campaign, but the people closest
within arm's reach.
Yeah,
there you go. Type of thing. And I understand the old adage of keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. And we don't need them that close.
But yeah, and I'm convinced they're going to try again.
Yes.
They
have to, Doug.
They do.
Think about it. They have to. They're terrified of losing this election because this is going to bring the globalist and the New World Order to a grinding halt when Donald Trump walks in office. Even if he wins the election, he's still got to get in the White House, ladies and gentlemen. We have to ensure this man makes it to the job site. This is no joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Even if he wins election night, that party's just getting started. Then they're really, you think they're panicky now? Oh, my Lord. I wish there was more ways to help them. I mean, I would have given anything to have been part of a additional security detail of just observation in Butler. You know what I mean? At least we would have seen that son of a bitch on the roof. Lord knows with a 357, we could have hit him with a ground shot, Doug.
Yeah.
even a 9mm, we could have hit that son of a bitch.
And I'm just going to toss this out there real quick because I guess I can do this. The social media, many people on social media are saying it wasn't that individual, the identified shooter or the shooter identified. It wasn't Thomas Crooks on the roof. Okay. It was somebody else. I'm not even going to repeat the name only because I'm not going to be a part of spreading the falsehood. I can guarantee flipping to you, I would bet there's a standard that we use here at the Hagman PI. Would you bet your left, you know, or your right on that? And if your answer is yes, well, okay, because you could lose it. Let me tell you, people are saying it was some other person, and they named this person who was on that roof. No, that's not true. Did I make that clear, RT?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So,
because we considered that too.
Yeah.
That was examined.
It was on that roof. The person lying dead on the roof was not the other person who people are saying it was. Period. End of story. Go ahead.
Nope. I was going to say what you just said.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, too, this kind of went by without a lot of fanfare this week. The Oversight Project, White House admits they doctored Biden's criminal transcript after being forced into federal court by us, writes Oversight at Oversight PR on the internet or on X. The White House admits they altered evidence to make Biden appear less incompetent. And now they point to a document or a piece of a or part of the document where they remove some of the utterances like, you know, Okay. You get the picture. Okay. So, or like, or, anyway. So, and people are coming back and saying, well, that doesn't prove anything. They always do that. Well, not really. Not in a criminal case, a criminal deposition. But there's more. They still haven't released the audio tapes, and they're declining to do so. Is it a big deal? Yeah, it's a big deal. You knew about the edits, but folks, let me tell you something. The proof is still lacking, and that's the audio tapes. And lastly, what do you think of the coup? I mean,
I don't understand why people aren't screaming about it. They went in there without a single vote collected, no opinions, anything, and it's a coup against the president. They basically went in and unseated Biden. And you folks are going to just let him do that? Stop and think about that. That would be like Mike Pence having just walked in and unseated Trump. Think about this. But it lets you know one thing. A coup is SOP for these guys. That's a soft coup. It's about as soft as it is because they place lays no head on a little pillow. But there, you have to admit, for a week at least, we didn't know who if Biden was even alive.
Who the hell is running this place?
This is, Doug, this is up so high that even Pelosi has to answer to him. You know what I mean? This is way, way up there to this conspiracy. I don't know who's running this one, but several players. This is top level stuff, man. This is so globalist. And we're not talking about, you know, a dumbass like that Gates guy. This is beyond people like him. Okay. He isn't capable of this. This is government, some private industry. But when I say government, I'm talking people in the head of, I saw a very, very interesting, I can't think of the name, it's an officer, a naval officer, was on Alex Jones the other day. And he was given a rundown of this commission that was formed like in 77 or 78. It started out with good intentions and how it morphed into something very evil. And the names that he laid out there, you know, Doug, when you look at it like that, so many things make sense.
And you can go back to the Watergate. Go back to Watergate.
Yeah.
Silent coup. If you haven't read, maybe I'm getting my books, but I believe it was Silent Coup that addressed the real reasons or a real purpose behind the break-in. I could be wrong on that title. I apologize if I am. But I'm telling you right now, Nixon was taken out for reasons other than the tapes and all that stuff. So that's, and he.
Watergate was the distraction. That was the label.
And it was, this month. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was to justify the actions.
Yes.
That's what the Watergate was. I remember it encompassed your whole day. I was a kid and I remember it being on television. Mom, I specifically remember my mother ironing, watching the Watergate trial. I remember that as a kid.
I remember studying actually during the summer, and I don't know why the hell I was doing that, but in watching the, you know, Judge Sirica and John Dean, Dean, and all that. But what a mess! How much time we have, Eric? What's our time? Hey, 30 seconds.
Wow.
So we have some surprises for you coming in. Go ahead.
Hey,
go
on. Here, ladies and gentlemen, Hagman Coffee.
Yeah.
Let's get this stuff moving.
I drink
it. That's what keeps it fresh. And the people that have tried this, I'm getting emails. It's the best coffee they've ever had. Think about that.
And there it is.
I drink it. Doug drinks it. We love it.
I mainline it. We have some surprises for people. We'll be announcing.
Good stuff coming up.
Good stuff coming up. All right. RT, thank you very much. God bless you, your family.
Right on. And we love folks. You guys. And please, hang with us. Help us out.